Out on the glimmering white expanse of the Juno ice field, a group of students and scientists are on an assembly line of sorts. It starts with Shad O'Neill, a glaciologist with the United States Geological Survey. O'Neill is twisting a metal tube into the snow and ice to take a core sample.
So you spin it down, it drills its way in, you turn it backwards to catch the snow, you pull it out, and you cross your fingers and hope there's something inside.
Wildfires are increasing in Alaska, a trend which has largely been attributed to climate change. Less snow cover can mean a longer wildfire season, and the southeast part of the state typically doesn't have to worry about fires. It's a rainforest, after all, but smoke can travel. Natalie Carewald, a USGS research geologist from Colorado, says glaciers will document that journey and more.
So it'll tell you if it was colder, it'll tell you if it was windier, it'll tell you if there was a lot of pollution during that time.
And it will reveal if carbon from wildfires is winding up on the ice.
The glacier surface itself is basically layer upon layer of all those snapshots in time.
Carewald wonders if an increase in interior wildfires is spreading fine amounts of carbon on the Juno ice field, which could accelerate glacial melt. She says that phenomenon has been documented on the ice in Greenland after the smoke from wildfires in western Canada swept across North America. And to see if the same thing is happening in Juno, Carewald is leading this team on the ice field to collect the coring samples.
So we'll just sort of jiggle it a little bit.
Shad O'Neill pulls up the metal tube. He releases a nearly perfect cylinder of snow and ice that's a couple of feet long. From there, a group of students from the Juno Icefield Research Program go to work slicing it into sections, weighing it, and eventually smashing it to pieces with a mallet. They'll write down what section the sample belongs to, the deepest part being the oldest. The melted pieces will be sent to Dartmouth College, South Dakota State University, and the USGS in Colorado, among other places, to test what the temperature was when the snow fell and what traces of fire could be on the ice. Sarah Fortner is taking some of the samples back to Wittenberg University, where she teaches geology. She says in the science community, the trickle-down consequences of climate change is on everyone's mind. Ice cores from glaciers around the globe have been telling a sad story.
That's one of the ways that we know that climate change is happening and that it's related to our greenhouse gas production, because ice cores have preserved that record of increased greenhouse gases all around the world.
Scientists hope to determine if fire is affecting Juno's ice later this year. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.